Have you ever ziplined over a volcano? George has.
Let's get to it. Tell us about your trip to Nicaragua.
Okay. Did I say it right? Nicaragua.
I said it right.
So, yeah.
Sounds like fun.
So, yeah, it was a really good time. So, it was our Christmas present.
Okay.
To the whole family.
Cool.
We had been thinking about Nicaragua for a while. You know, my mom was looking at maybe moving, and I mean, just all kinds of things that we've been talking about a lot. And so we chose to, I guess I'm kind of, I don't want to say backing into it, but I was in Nicaragua, took the kids to Nicaragua, but we also have previously bought a house in Nicaragua. Okay. So that's where I'm trying to get to with all this stuff. So we bought a house in Nicaragua. We wanted to bring our family there so that they could see it and could experience Nicaragua and the culture there and all that kind of stuff. And people always ask the questions like, is it safe? Why Nicaragua? Da 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 da.
Yeah.
Everything about that, right? Yeah. So just to kind of get some of those things out there before we start the episode, yes, it's safe. It's right behind Costa Rica on the safety spectrum.
Oh, wow.
Okay. They're number one in Central America, and then Nicaragua would be number two.
Okay.
So it's a safe country. It's very affordable, and that's why we fell in love with it, was because of the safety, the affordability.
Two good reasons.
The beauty of it in its own kind of way. You know, like, if you think of beauty, everybody has a different picture, right?
Yeah.
So some people think of everything has to be perfect and straight corners and straight edges. That's not Nicaragua. So you don't want to go there for things of that nature. But if you want to see, like, beautiful, vibrant, floral things and colors and it's beautiful skies and sunsets and sunrises and things of that nature, it's very, very, very beautiful.
Wow.
Our house in particular, and like most houses in the town of Granada where we stayed, for the most part, they all have a central courtyard in them.
Oh, cool.
So in that courtyard, there, you know, it would be where the kitchen is kind of, it's covered, but it's facing inward into this courtyard. Okay. There's usually bedrooms or rooms that face the courtyard, and a lot of people will grow things or have pools or have like a central
point
in the house, right? And more of like I think of it as like a gathering space. Mm-hmm. It's just a place to, you know, as Americans.
It's the family room.
Yeah, it's kind of like we like to sit down and maybe have a cup of coffee and look at the newspaper or whatever. It would be that type of place where you can just experience beauty in your own home, which I think is a totally different experience than what we have here.
Yeah.
A lot due to climate and things of that nature, where down there, I think the low was like 70 when we were there. So
it definitely was not that here.
Yeah. While you guys were in the teens,
yes,
we were in the 70s, you know, as the low. And then it did get up to around 90 degrees, which can be a little bit warm. I have 5 children total. Only 4 of them were able to make the trip. And my mom went with us as well. And so there was some, I don't like the heat, it's too hot. But
there were a lot of voices heard.
Yes. But all in all, I think that everybody had a great time.
That's awesome.
You know, just throwing it out there because I've really fallen in love with Nicaragua. Flights from Virginia are $200 to $275.
Oh, good Lord.
A person. Whoa. And that's round trip.
When I used to fly a lot, it was like $900 just to go to Arizona.
Yeah. So now, granted, it's not the best airline.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like the worst airline, but there's not a whole lot of airlines that go into Managua, which is the capital.
Mm.
And they're kind of like a red eye kind of flight, but I really don't mind it. You're stuck in Fort Lauderdale for a layover, usually both ways. The front one going down is not usually that bad, but the one coming back is usually an 8 to 10 hour layover.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not going to tell you a story that's not pretty terrible. But we're blessed to have family there that live 10 minutes from the airport. So they usually come get us. we go and hang out with them. Oh, shout out to cool. Judy, Uncle Kenan. But you know, so, but even if you don't, you could always take a taxi, go, you know, go to the beach, hang out for a little while, and then come back to the airport and, you know, come back. But so we got to experience family down there. We got to, when we arrived down there, we stay at, Liam's hotel, which is called Hotel La Povia. Povia. It's like a fortress down there. Wow. And I'm terrible at my Spanish. I'm working on it, but I'm still working. But I'm a work in progress. But anyways, so we stayed at his place. Our house was not done with some of the contracting work that they were doing in it. So that kind of stunk because we weren't able to move right into staying in our home. But because we don't have beds. We didn't have anything. So they were working on that the first few days that we were there. And so that we kind of had to stay in the hotel that we go to a few more days. Well, while we were in that process, Liam, the owner, we were chatting, and he kind of told us about his island that they like partner with and whatever, and they kind of own. And so he's like, would you guys like to stay? And I was like,
no, I don't think so.
I like, you know me, I'm like, well, how much is it going to cost me? I mean, you guys know that. You know? How much is it going to cost me? So, I mean, it is God's money, but I want to be a good steward, right? So I'm like, how much is that going to cost? I'm thinking like, it's going to cost so much.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to tell you exactly the price just because I don't, you know.
Yeah.
That's between, it was a deal between him and I, but it was very affordable. Under $500, I'll tell you that much, for a whole private island. So we got to stay on this island. We got two kayaks that you could go and explore the other islands. There are 365 islands on the Lake Nicaragua.
Oh, really?
Oh, I didn't realize there was a lake in Nicaragua.
Yeah, it's the largest lake in Central America.
Oh, wow.
So, and our home is about a 5-minute walk from that lake.
So is the lake freshwater?
Yes.
Oh, wow, really?
So it's really big. So our house location is great, but I'll get back to that. But anyway, so we stayed on this island, and it was beautiful. Infinity pool, no ACs, which my kids and my wife and everybody's like, but it was such a beautiful breeze coming off of the water that it just blew right through the whole house. You know, we had room for 8. We had the whole place to ourselves. We had to pay extra for the private chef.
Tragic.
There was a private chef and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know. And you can cook. So you could use the kitchen if you wanted to or have them cook for you. So we just had them cook. And
Having a private chef, I wouldn't cook either.
Yeah, I mean, it did cost you a little bit extra. Like I said, you could have saved that and just done the private island. But it, you know, my passion is solar, and the whole house was running on solar.
Oh, nice!
So cool.
So I was able to kind of see. I didn't get to see their system because I didn't know that it was solar until I got there, and so I didn't, you know, want to bother Liam. But anyway, so that was a super awesome trip. My daughter and I kayaked all over the place. One of my other sons, we kayaked some too, and we were able to kind of go in a cacao tree and look at the cacao fruit or whatever. Yeah. So it was just really, it was beautiful. So that was a great experience. And we were also able to, we left from there and then went back and we did some shopping and got some mattresses and threw the mattresses in at the house and slept on the floor. I left the liner over the mattresses.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So to all my old people, I'm sorry. But it's like, you know, you have that bed sheet that's kind of saves it from people peeing on the thing. So it sounded like when we're sleeping on it. Because I was like, I'm not taking that off because we don't have bed frames yet.
Right. Yeah.
So, it was interesting. But we had AC, and it worked. And I met a pool guy, and hopefully that we'll be able to start getting that rolling and getting a pool in it. But, I mean, not to get on a tangent about the house. Other things we did that why I think Nicaragua is so beautiful is we went to Volcano Masaya, and we were able to drive up to the top of that, look down in it, and there you can see the molten lava in the bottom at night. Oh, wow. So just kind of smoldering. And so that's pretty cool. I mean, it's hundreds and hundreds of feet down.
Right, yeah.
And the last eruption, I think, was like 2018 or 8 or it was one of those two. I mean, it's been within the last 20 years. Let's put it that way. But when I asked them, I was like, okay, crap. That's a – nobody wants an eruption. Right. So tell me about it. So they told me about it. And basically all it did was come from the like 300, 400, 500, however many feet down it is. Or a mile. I don't even know. I don't know how to judge that kind of distance. But anyways, it came from there, came up inside of the crater.
Oh.
And then never overflowed or never even came close to quite overflowing.
Oh, okay.
So, but they consider that an eruption because it's down here all the time.
Right.
And then
came
up in gases and everything. It was
kind
of a wild experience, I would assume.
Yeah.
I was not there for that. So,
yeah, I think you'd remember that.
But so that was pretty cool to be able to do that. And we were able to hike up to a higher point, and I thought we were going to get like a nicer view, and definitely not. Just a high point to hike to at night. So it was not as exciting as I thought it was going to be. But so then we did that. And then the next, I think the next day or the next day or two, or next day, I think, we took a trip to a place called San Juan del Sur. Hmm. Well, there's a lot of like American expats and just people from a lot of different countries that go. It's like a melting pot for a lot of foreigners.
Okay.
And it's right on the Pacific. It's like a cove. It's got the blue water. It's got the, like, Brazil, the, like, Jesus statue.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got one of those up there.
Really?
That we didn't actually hike to it, which, it just, we ran out of time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a time thing. We ended up, I drove there. I wasn't even sure we were going to stay the night, because that's just how I roll. And, we got there, and everybody's like, oh, this is cool. So I booked a room that night, so we stayed in a hostel. That night.
Wow.
And that was Good Surfer or something like that, I think is what it was called. And it was, six of us slept in one room. So it was two sets of bunk beds and a full. So luckily, Allie and I ain't that big because we were like, you know, but so we had fun, but the views were beautiful. We ate on the water. Food is very affordable there. Went to the grocery store and just picked up some snacks and, you know, just kind of enjoyed each other. Played at the pool, just listened to the birds and got to see the country as we drove through. We saw some air turbines.
Oh, yeah.
Like probably 30, 40, 50 of them at least.
Wow.
Down near that, and that was pretty cool.
I to look at Nicaragua because I don't know anything about that.
to see the different air turbines, and they were just massive.
Yeah,
you know. So I didn't know that they had that kind of technology. But again, I think sometimes we have a picture of second world, third world, whatever you want to call it, countries is like uber poor, don't experience anything. But they have obviously, you know, technology and some things like that. So that was pretty cool to see. Hmm. Then we came back, and then the next day, we went to Volcano Mambacho, which is another volcano that's 25, 30 minutes from the house. So both of those volcanoes are different directions. One is more northwest, and one is more south of us. So
You're kind of in between.
Yeah, kind of in between.
Oh, dear.
But, 25, 30 minutes. I mean, they're both within 30 minutes from the house. So not a bad little drive. I think far enough away to where if you were really erupt, I mean, God forbid that happened, we would probably be okay. I mean, be ash and things of that nature. But could be wrong. I don't know. So we went to that, and they had a coffee thing up there, and like a coffee kind of, I guess they do their own coffee beans and roast them. And so they gave out free coffee. And then we had took a tour up to the top of the mountain, and they had a zip lining.
That's cool.
What all you all have been waiting for is me to talk about the zip lining. Well, I will say by far, I've been zip lining a couple times.
Yeah.
Went with you guys. Yeah. We had some fun doing the ropes course and stuff like that. Awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah.
This was another level. Now, again, I understand that's we went in Virginia. This is a volcano in the mountains.
Yeah.
You know, a little different experience. Not that both of them weren't awesome, but this was just beautiful. I mean, you could literally see the other volcano because of how high up you were.
Yeah.
Smoldering, you know, like the gases and stuff coming off of it. You could see just, I mean, the country and just you're up in these trees that are, I mean, you guys can't see this table. I mean, you can see it, but you can't. But the, I mean, the not that at the base, in the middle of the tree is probably about this big. So you're thinking of like the big redwoods,
yeah,
you know, that people drive through and stuff like that. I mean, those size trees.
Wow.
Know. I mean, maybe not that big. I've never seen the redwoods actually in person. But so we went there, and so they're taking us through these zip linings, and our tour guide was just amazing. A, he spoke English, which was nice. Not that I haven't become proficient at translator, Google Translator. And I am learning actual Spanish, so that's a good thing. I think I'm 180 something days in on Duolingo. But
that's nice. Pretty good.
So we are ziplining, and he's literally on a thing, on the same zip line, filming us as we're coming down.
Oh, cool.
And sometimes we did like Supermans. I'll have the guys throw up some pictures.
On the video,
so that you guys can experience some of our different events that we did on the trip. But like we were did Supermans, we would go upside down, we would go upside down backwards. So we did a bunch of different positions. And then at the end, when we finished our last one, we got down and the guide's like, look, there's monkeys. Whole family of, I can't remember what. No. Yeah. If you said it, I'd probably know it. But anyways, they were monkeys.
That's
they
so were super cool. cute,
and they're up in the trees. little baby, you know, a couple babies and stuff. So it was really cool to kind of see. So we had a blast doing that. And again, the vegetation, everything was just beautiful.
Now the lake that was near your place, was it like the clear blue water like you expect? Or
No, we went to. I didn't tell you about that. We did go to a lagoon. In the midst of all that as well. And that, they call it something lagoon. Blue lagoon. Maybe. I can't remember. But anyways, it is a dormant volcano, maybe. I guess is what you could call it.
Oh.
Or an erupted volcano. So it had blew its top however many years ago. Long time. And then it filled with water.
Oh, wow.
And so it's hundreds and hundreds of feet deep.
Oh.
Wow. But the water is like blue, like when you look at
Wow.
So it's, that was pretty cool. My kids loved it because we had to drive down kind of into this until you got to the water.
Whoa.
So you drive up, you know, like you're going up a mountain and then you had to drive down because we had to drive down into the volcano ish.
Oh, wow.
So that was cool. And we, you know, we got to eat there and there was tiered levels that you could kind of look out and just kind of watch the, you know, everybody swim in or whatever in these little different coves and stuff. And they had kayaks there that were a part of it as well that you could rent out.
Wow.
Or that came with your
admission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was $7 person. So not too bad.
No.
Not too shabby.
Wow.
Some surprising things about Nicaragua. We bought a microwave.
Mm-hmm.
It was very expensive.
Really?
Would not expect.
How about gas?
Well, I mean, it was like $390. Yeah, I think it's $390.
You mean $390 a gallon?
$390, no. I think it's 390, 30. No, maybe it was $39
a gallon.
No, it's, I think it's 39. I think it was $39.99 or something like that. So a gallon.
Wow.
Or a liter. A liter.
Liter. Okay.
So, and when I say 39, I think that is 30. It's 39 cordolas, which is a different.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So they didn't have dollars. So it is cordolas. And 36 cordolas is $1. So I think that.
So it's a little over a dollar US.
Oh, okay.
So, well, for a liter.
For a liter.
So I think was like the average. Like, you know, I think sometimes it was like 34, But it ranged in between, I think, like 34 to 36.
Okay, that's not terrible.
No. Or 39, depending on where you're at, I believe. And
wow.
So, you know, and they're 3-ish liter, a little over 3 liters in a gallon. Mm-hmm. So you're probably $3.
Yeah, it's about here.
That's about.
So yeah. I think, but, you know, a lot of the cars there, manual.
Right.
You know. Right.
Sure.
Not a lot, all diesel, but diesel, you know, ours was gas, but manual transmissions and stuff like that. So,
wow, that sounds pretty amazing.
Fun experience. Driving there is another animal. Most people, my wife was like, I'm so glad you're driving. Because it's, I would say, like New York or a big city where it's just crazy.
Yeah.
But the difference would be, I mean, I'm talking American cities. Like if you've been overseas, I mean, it would be like Japan or, you know, or England, London or something like that, because it's more like that than I would say a New York, because there's motorcycles, mopeds, things like that. But you've also got horses and buggies. So there's all kinds of things on the road.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, sometimes it may say one way, but they may not drive the one way. And nobody, and there's a lot of honking, but it's a different kind of honk. So it would be like a guy on a moped, beep, beep. He's letting you know that he's
there.
And he's coming up.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, or, you know, a car is coming by. The beep, beep.
Yeah.
It's not like a beep, beep, right, yeah. Get out the way. You know.
Yeah.
You know, flipping you off and all kinds of craziness, you know. So the people there are just super nice.
Oh, that is so cool.
We were just so blessed to be able to do that. Affordability. If you want to take your family on a vacation, we'll have our house up on Airbnb hopefully by May. But in all seriousness, it is a beautiful place. It is very affordable. You do have to have your passport. So yeah. Just remember that.
Yeah.
But not terrible. Lots to do. Where our house in particular, we are at the end of like the Market Street in Granada. There's a church right across the street that you can go to that's beautiful inside. We walked up bell towers and got to look out at the city. You know, I mean, wow. There's just so much you can do. Like I said, we're a 5-minute walk to the beach on Lake Nicaragua. There's stuff to do. There's events to do. There's shopping and food.
What a absolutely cool thing for your kids and stuff like that.
Yeah, they had a blast.
I bet they did.
So, and we have a coffee shop that's like 2 doors down from our house. So if you like coffee, Sergio is down there. It's his shop. He's just a great guy.
That is really cool.
Wow.
So, wow. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see the pictures. Thanks for sharing with us about your trip. That sounds
no problem. Amazing. I think fit bodies or welcome to next time trip is
there we go.
We need to
on scene filming.
On scene broadcasting.
There you go.
Hey. Nicaragua. We do have internet at our house. Just saying.
Hey.
There you go.
I'm up for it.
Yeah.
Anytime.
I'm for it.
Let us know what you think. Have you ever visited Nicaragua? What your favorite location was, or if you can't wait to go there yourself. Let us know in the comments below. Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks, George.
Thank you.
Till next time.
Till next time.